Okay.
Everyone has an alarm of
Great.
Well,
I was
here
gonna
on
record.
the front table there.
Yeah, you're good.
And Zoom people, they hear me?
Anyone want to let us know on Zoom if you hear everybody Rice? Good? Alyssa, you here? Okay, awesome.
We're recording?
Thank you. Yeah, we're good.
Oh, all is being recorded.
Put this on, do not disturb.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for coming to a new season of Asicha Seminars. First of all, Hakar Sototra by Jonas Steinmetz, whose brainchild this wonderful program is. And we're getting this off the ground and having a place to come and learn Torah, be'in, and halacha hashkafa. Generally, when I've done this in the past, it's been a mix of halacha hashkafa. This is the second time we're discussing inyane relates to siddur, be'er, tzvila. Previous year have all been are been recorded. They've on the website as well, and the stuff in Yahu Torah. We started in the middle of COVID discussing from the beginning of Modani waking up in the morning. And then bit by bit each week, we've come to add more and more pieces and to as we make our way through the city. The last semester that we met in this forum, there's more. Thank you, Rabbi Jessa. Right. There's more Marmokomas over there on this table over there. Last time we met in this forum. Yeah,
anyone need over there?
So we did Ashrei. We spent all last semester just on Ashrei and discussing line by line the different parts of Ashrei. And my plan this semester is so for the sessions we have, we'll probably do about seven sessions from now up until the first week in January. We'll take a week off for Hanukkah, and we're going to try to cover the five halalukas. We're up to the halalukas in this series. It's something that we often overlook in our davening because we focus a lot on Ashrei, and Ashrei is the main part of Sidra Zimra, but the halalukas have a lot to offer as well, and they come also from a very ancient source of why we say them. We'll talk about it in a moment. And then, if we have time, we'll go into the very beginning of the introductions of Az Yashir, Vayberach David, those pieces over there, and that will close us out to the semester. Everyone's good there?
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. So what is the background of the halukas? Where do they come from? Why do we say them? These five halukas, which are essentially Tehillim 146 through 150. Oh, also one point, it might be helpful if you have a siddur in front of you. I think there's probably a siddur over there if you want to get. I'll just talk for like 45 seconds just to give a quick background. But where do the halukas come from? Yes, we know that Tehillim is compiled and written by David HaMelech, 146 through 155. These are the last five chapters. There's a Rashi in Maseches Shabbos, and there's a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim. And the Gemara says, one of the rabbis in the Gemara says, Halavai, it should be that I am able to complete Hallel every single day. Halavai should be gomer halal every single day. So that doesn't mean that every single day actually says halal that we say on Yantif and Rosh Chodesh and those times. What it means is Rashi is that he's gomer, he finishes the halalukas that follow Ashrei. It's a very big deal to continue the pieces of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's a very big deal, says the Gemara, to not end with Ashrei, but to continue all the different praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our davening from Tehillim 146 to the end, Tehillim 150. It is brought lahalacha in Masechah Sofrim. Masechah Sofrim is a late work of the Amorayim, an early work of the Gaonim that talks about tefillah and davening and laning and things like that. And that's really the first source that we have this idea that part of the davening, along with Baruch Shamar and Mishtabach and Ashrei, is the recitation of the rest of the halukas. So it's very early part of the Siddur, not later stuff added by the Gaonim or the Rishonim, but saying the halukas is a very early part of the Siddur and part of our davening. It's in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gaon, it's the Siddur of Sajigon, the early Siddur that we have, And therefore, it obviously behooves us to pay attention to these halukas, what they're trying to tell us, what they're trying to speak to us about, and how we can focus better in our davening. Tonight, we are going to discuss only the first haluka. That is the haluka of Halali Nafshi Es Hashem. Each of these chapters represent a different aspect of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are essentially an elaboration and an in-depth explanation of all of the themes that we have already said in Ashrei. Now, the way the Mefarshim approach these Mizmorim, all of them, the Radak, Ibn Ezra, Rashi, the Malbim, they always tell you an overview of what the Mizmor is about in their opinion, and then they go into it to explain in detail. And they proceed to approach and to show in their own way how the Psukim relate to that theme that they want introduced to. So let's begin. This perek specifically is a perek about bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first Halleluka, 146 in Tehillim, is essentially an explanation about what it means to have bitachon, to have ultimate trust in Hashem. The first perek, Halali Nafshi Es Hashem, the major theme is the personal relationship that we have with Hashem. And how does a person find the presence of Hashem in his personal life? And therefore, he turns towards himself and he says, Halali Nafshi Es Hashem, me, I need to find Hashem in my life. My nefesh needs to pay to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he describes how he feels in the experience of Hashem running this world and what does it mean to the neshama. Let's read the Malbim. The Malbim makes such a comment in his opening remarks. The Malbim says, Halali Nafshi Es Hashem, Acher Shehillel Al Tovaso Hakolim Kobriyosov. After Ashrei has spent time talking about the major themes of praising Hashem's creations in this world, Yitzava L'Nafsho, I turn it to myself and I tell my neshama, Shehi Tehalel Hashem, I now need to praise Hashem B'yichud, alone, Mitzad Tovasov HaPratim Elav, for all of the Hashkacha Pratis, all the particulars that Hashem does for me. The major theme is to have bitachon in Hashem, have ultimate trust in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bitachon is the litmus test of a person's emunah. A person can talk about emunah all the time, they can read about emunah all the time, they can listen to a shir about emunah all the time, but it means absolutely nothing until that emunah is put to the test. The Ramban has a whole sefer called Emunah V'Bitachon. The Chazon Ish has a whole sefer called Emunah U'Bitachon. And both the Ramban and the Chazon Ish explain that emunah is the theory, the idea. I believe in Hashem. I say that Hashem is part of my life. I have God awareness. I'm conscious of a Kadosh Baruch wherever I go. Bitachon, says the Ramban and the Chazon Ish, means now you have to practice it. You have to make decisions based on emunah. It's very nice to read a book about it and to feel nice and flowy and flowery about emunah. But until you have to now make a choice, what do I do now? Do I throw my baggage on a Kadosh Baruch when I trust in Hashem? Or do I feel like I have to take care of every single detail? I have to micromanage every single thing that's going on in my life. And if I don't step away, the whole world's going to fall. If I step away, the whole world's going to fall apart. Is that person can talk about emunah all day long. But until they're ready to say, and everything's in Hashem's hands, that's not considered bitachon. The person can speak, but he needs to actually practice this. And he needs to put this into the way that he lives his life. And it says David HaMelech, the first step in one's bitachon is to show one's reliance on Hashem. So he continues and he says, Ahal Hashem b'chayai, azam l'elokai b'odi. What does that mean? I will praise Hashem in my life. I will sing to Hashem b'odi when I am able to. It says the Mitzudos, Ahalala b'peh, I will praise with my mouth. B'chayai b'odani, when I'm still chai alive, azamra b'kli nigun, I will play instruments and make music, b'odi, b'odani b'kiumi, as long as I am sustained in this world. Now, this style appears throughout Nach, where the poet or the author notes that only with my life can I praise Hashem. This is a common theme. As though if I'm alive, then I can praise Hashem. And if I'm no longer alive, then I can't. This is elaborated on the Medrash over here. There's every book of Tanakh has a specific Medrash. We know Reishis Rabba, Shmos Rabba, and we know that there's Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash on Tehillim, which we should be familiar with, because we'll be quoting it quite a bit during these classes, is called the Medrash Sochar Tov. The Medrash Sochar Tov is the Medrash on Tehillim. That's the work of Chazal on Tehillim. Look over here in the Medrash Sochar Tov in our Pasuk. L'kach ne'amar ahala Hashem b'chayai, V'chein, Shlomo says in Koheles, ki gam lo yeda adam es ito, a person does not know his time, when his time will leave this world. Im eno mekales kishuhu chai, masai hu mekales. If I don't praise Hashem when I'm alive, then when am I going to praise Hashem? Lo kishiyavas, not when I'm dead. Kishine amar lo hamesim yalalu ka. Right? The dead can no longer praise Hashem. This is the time. You cannot push off your life and say, I'll get around to that bitachon, that praise of Hashem, when I'm ready to do it. Now is the time we have to do it, says David HaMelech, says Koheles. Uksiv ki ein b'mavas zichrecha, in death there is no mention of God. Umi mahalelch v'anach v'nebarech ka, chai chai hu yodecha, says Nishayahu, below b'sha'ul v'chinu omer ki ein ma'aseh v'cheshman v'das v'chachmos b'sha'ul. There is no ma'ase, there is no calculation, there is no knowledge, there is no wisdom of Hashem once a person is already in the grave. V'kach namar, and therefore he says, ahalala Hashem v'chayai. We always have to remember, this is the lifetime when we praise Hashem. This we have to take advantage to build that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because once our neshama leaves this world, it's over, it's done. There's no more chance to build and to create that relationship. These expressions are related to the general theme of the parak. We're speaking about our personal experience as we stand before Hashem. We express our feelings of life, our praise of Hashem, that I'm so blessed to have the opportunity to speak to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to talk to Hashem, to develop that relationship while I'm alive. In addition, since David is about to go on to very severely devalue the actions of man in this world, right? Teitse rucho avdo eshnosav, that once his ruach leaves his body, so there's nothing else for us to do. When his spirit departs, all his plans are for nothing. So therefore, David cites the opposite, where our actions do matter. In this realm, where do our actions matter? The way you are going to make your actions in this world matter is by praising Hashem. The more you build your relationship with Hashem in this world, all that's going to last eternity. That's going to last way into Olam Haba, Tchias HaMesim, way, way beyond. B'chayai, when I'm alive now, is when I use my time in this world in the proper way. And then that's how I develop an eternal use of my actions in this world. Okay, let's move on to the next psukim. David says, Haleluka halinashi, ahala Hashem b'chayai, zar malakad b'yodzi. Now the Malbim says that the word odi comes from the Shoresh od, more, additional. So David is teaching us that the Borei Olam endows every person with two gifts. First, he gives us chayim, the basic ability to sustain physical existence. And that's the general gift that everybody shares. Everybody here, as far as I can see right now, we're all alive. Baruch Hashem, our hearts are beating, we're moving around, there's blood coursing through our veins, we're all alive. And this is given by everyone, to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, everyone. This is Hashem as the dispenser of rachamim. He created the entire world for the purpose of benefiting man. But there's also a second area. Hashem bestows od. Hashem gives us more than just functioning bodies that we can breathe and eat and sleep. There's od, additional talents that enable each individual to carry out his unique purpose in this world and his mission in life. Hashem did not just keep you alive here on November 16, 2022. That's not enough. Ba'odi, Hashem gave each and every one of you a personal talent and ability to do something special in this world, a personal gift that has a private bond between you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. In this, he says that the Borei Olam is Elokim. He is the dispenser of strict justice. Because Hashem demands, says the Malbim, that each and every one of us live up to that potential. Let's look at the Malbim inside. He says, Ahala Hashem b'chayai, Hilul echad alachayim. One praise is just for life. Azar melokai b'odi. V'od amar al ha'od v'hayisron shenasin l'chutz minachayim. Every person here is given od. You're given more by Hashem than just being alive. V'yesh hevdel b'en Hashem u'ben elokei b'kinu. There's a difference between Hashem and elokei. Shishem Hashem yidabro v'mizad hashgacha klalis. That's for everybody. V'mash mahava kol hava. All the existence is sustained by Hashem's mercy. V'shem elokai midaber mizad hashgacha pratis. Elokai is about Hashem's unique individual relationship with you. Ham yuchedes elav. V'chein hazamer hu mu'ula min ahilul. This is greater. V'amar shiyahal Hashem achayav l'Hashem, ki achay mitim l'chol chay mitzad shu mahabu mamsin kol nevra. Yes, on one hand, Hashem keeps us all alive when we're here in this world. V'al ha'od v'ha'yisur shenasim li'azam l'kai. But I'm also going to praise Hashem for the od. the special things that Hashem gave me and nobody else. Every single person here has a special quality that your neighbor, as lovely as the person sitting next to you is, you have something that the person sitting next to you doesn't have. That's the OD. That's the ode that you have that nobody else has. And that's the special kesher you with Hashem. On one hand, we all have relationships with Hashem because we're all created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on the other hand, we all have an individual, unique relationship because Hashem gave you a particular talent and you a particular ability that the other one doesn't have. There is a beautiful drasha from Rabbi Eliezer Figo. Rabbi Eliezer Figo was an Italian rav a number of centuries ago. He wrote a sefer called the Bina Le'itzim. And in the Bina Le'itzim, he explains that there is nafshi. Nafshi is the lowest level of simply being a human being who's alive. Then there's ruach, which is the ability to move and to feel. And this is called bechayai. I have hands, I have feelings, I can smell, I can taste. And the nesham is the thing that thinks and understands and sings Hashem is Odi. And therefore you refer to nafshi, bechayai, and Odi. We desire to praise Hashem on a higher, more sophisticated level. We serve Hashem on a level of Odi. Oh, there's more. I'm more than just, you know, an elephant who has, you know, bones and muscles and blood. I'm greater than that. I'm OD. I have something special beyond that in my relationship with Hashem. Look at the Ramban. The Ramban writes in chapter 6 regarding the mitzvah of ososavo to serve Hashem. The Ramban says, "The aperish of ososavo." What does it mean? And you should serve Hashem. L'da'asam. We should be like a servant who is before his master always. A good servant does whatever he want, the master wants first, and his own personal things second. Until he comes to the place of that all of our actions are the Shem Shemayim. That even my physical bodily needs are only done for the sake of Hashem. We eat, we sleep, we go to the bathroom, whatever we do. So that my body is sustained to serve Hashem. It says in Bereishis Rabbah, the Pasuk says, we don't often cite this too often, but the Pasuk says, that the world is very good. And the Medrash says, what was Tov Ma'od? Zu Shena, that was sleep. Sleep is the thing that was Tov Ma'od. What does that mean? So says the Ramban, the Chishena Tovahi. How could we say that sleep is the thing that's Tov Ma'od? Mitok Shuhu Yashin Kama, Omed V'Ose B'Torah. Because with a little bit of sleep, you're rejuvenated, you can learn more Torah. A little bit of sleep, you're rejuvenated, you can do more Chesed. A little bit of sleep, you're rejuvenated, you can daven better. Sleep is Tov Ma'od, because it can be used to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're using your guf as a tool to serve Hashem. And then he comes back to our pasuk, says the Ramban. And in all of the uses of your body, you should have in mind the pasuk, Ahala Hashem Mechayai, Azama Lelokai. The Ramban translates the pasuk as, I shall praise Hashem with my life, I shall sing to God with my existence, that my physical existence itself is a vehicle for serving Hashem. My body is not just flesh and blood. My body is a vehicle. It is a mechanism to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to build a powerful personal relationship. That is what it means, nafshi. My whole being is a relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a longer piece here. I'm not going to get into right now. You can do homework if you want. In the Nafsha Chaim, Rechaim Velazhin, in Perek Dalid, in Shar Dalid, Perek Dalid, elaborates on this as well, but we're going to skip this for the sake of time. Okay. Let's move on to the next pasuk. Al tiftachu b'nedivu. Do not rely on those generous donors. Now the Radak says that this is similar to a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, so says Hashem, curses the person who puts his trust in man and puts his trust in flesh and strength and removes Hashem from his heart. And Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem is the person who's Boteach Hashem. The Radak points out that since no one lives in a vacuum, we require the assistance of others. Look at the Radak. Al tiftachu b'nedivim. Al derech she'amar Yirmiyahu u'min Hashem yasur libo. Ela, im yivtach ba'adam yasim ha'ikar be'al yisparach. Says the Radak, I'm not a fool. I understand we need people. You need people to donate money, and you need people to support causes. I think that right now, I got like 8 emails today and 20 WhatsApps for different fundraisers. There's Torah Masorah, and there's Achiezer, and there's all types of things going on. Everyone's doing fundraisers. You cannot deny the fact that you need human beings, that you need help from people to get things done. You can't ignore it. We're not foolish to say, you know, that if I wake up in the morning, that, you know, Hashem is going to drop, you know, a pile of food outside my house, and I'm going to do absolutely nothing. You have to have a shtadlus. You need people in your lives. You need a support system. It's not reasonable to not have a support system around you. But says the Radak, you know what that means? Yiftach ba'adam yasim eikar ba'al v'yitein lev ha'adam ha'nediv le'ezra. When that individual comes to help you, when that individual writes that check to help out your cause, you need to understand that he's only a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all he is. He's only being sent by Hashem. When you interact with anybody, whether it's the dentist who's drilling into your teeth, or whether it's a person in the grocery store who's helping you find, you know, at least for me, you know, a 9x13 pans, whatever it is, whatever it's going to be, that individual is only the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's only the messenger of Hashem. Of course there's Nedivim. Of course there's generous people. But says the Radak, you need to imagine that that person is only the messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nothing else. That's all he is. Rechavos Halbavos writes in Shar Bitachon, Shmehem menuchas nafsha ubitzchuno el elokav yisparach. A person with a bitachon will have menuchas hanafesh, will be calm in his trust in Hashem. Just like a servant relies on his master. Because if you don't put your bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to come to rely on people. Whoever only puts their reliance on Hashem, Hashem removes his hashkacha from you. And he puts you in the hand of that person. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh, you don't need me? You're fine without me? Good. So you be in the hands of this individual. Your whole life will be supported by this human being. You come back, you let me know how that works out. Well, fine, you don't need me. This human being will take care of all your problems. And this is the one who's going to support you. Says HaShem, you're not interested? So I'll remove my hashkacha from you. And you'll be at the whim and the mercy of nature and all the people around you. And that will be it. So the more we put our bitachon in Hashem and less in other people, the better we'll be off in our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what's wrong with human beings? We're not that bad. So says David HaMelech, Teitzei Rucho Yashuv Ad Maso. So the Be'in Eitim explains this pasuk and these pasukim as follows. He says that human beings lack in four ways. Ready? Every human being lacks in one of four ways. First, that they are constrained in what they can do. Ben Adam she'ein lo teshua. A Ben Adam has a limit. A human being can only do so much. There's only so far you can go. There's only so much money that can be given. There's only so much that can be lifted. There's only so much support and time that a person can have. We are constrained. That's limit number one. Number two, humans don't always want to help. Did you know that? Sometimes people don't want to help you. Some days a person wants to help, and other days, I'm just too tired, I can't help you. I have too much going on. I'm not interested in helping you. And therefore, that is Teitzei Rucho, says the Bina Litzim. His spirit has changed. The spirit that was generous on Monday is no longer generous on Tuesday. And he switched back and forth. The third lacking, says the Bina Litzim, is that today I might have the ability to help. But tomorrow, that physical power might be taken away. And suddenly, illness and death can come, and now I'm no longer able to help. Yashuv l'admaso. Eventually, that human being, he returns to the earth, and he's no longer there. We are physically held back, and suddenly we are no longer to help. A person is older. A person no longer has the strength, and therefore physically we can no longer help. And finally, he says, a person can have all of the power and all of the intentions and all of the ability available to him, but very often a person doesn't know his right from his left, top from bottom, and he doesn't have the knowledge to help you. They can have all the right intentions. They can have all the resources available, but they don't know the right thing to do. They don't know how to do it. They're not capable of doing it. B'yomahu abdu eshtenosa. On that day, all of his plans come to naught. A friend can have all the best laid plans for you. They can have all the money available. They can have the resources there, but they can't execute it. Sometimes a person can't get it done. And says the Bina Litzim, these are the four ways that a human being lacks and why you should never put trust in a human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the exact opposite. And he's perfect in all of these ways. And therefore, Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Ezra. Fortune is the one who the God of Yaakov is his help. Why? Because Sivru El Hashem Elokav. Because his expectations are on Hashem and not people. Look at Hashem. Osa Shemayim Ba'aretz Esayam V'Skol Shabam. He's amazingly powerful. He made the whole world. And it's only possible that it was done by being the ultimate one with ability and the ultimate one with knowledge. It's only Hashem that we trust in, says the Bein Elitim, because it is only Hashem who's really capable of all of those four things, the knowledge, power, ability, and never getting tired. That is the power of trusting in Hashem. Next, the Pasuk says, Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Bezro. Praiseworthy is the one, the God of Yaakov is his helper. So Rashi says that the Mizmor describes Hashem as Kel Yaakov because he promised Yaakov special assistance. Ushmarticha, I'll protect you, Vashivo Sicha, I'll return you. Hinei Anochi Imach, I'll be with you. And the promise continues to future generations. And if you rely on the promise, says Rashi, you'll never be disappointed. If you rely on Hashem, you will never be disappointed when it comes to what you need in life. Let's look at the Radak. The Radak says, Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Bezro. Zachar Yaakov Avinu, he remembers Yaakov, ki hu batach b'kel, because he trusted in God. Ki achiv haya misnakel lahamiso. His brother wanted to kill him. U barach mipanav v'lo batach b'lavan, shitei lo tzorcha mechiso. He made the right choice of not trusting in Lavan. Yaakov knew, I'm going to Lavan's house, he's going to say one thing to me, but I know I can only trust in Hashem. V'afal pishai holich elav, ala b'kel yisparach, and he only went with Hashem. As it says, V'nasan li lechem lechol begalil bosh Hashem, you will give me bread to eat and you will give me clothing to wear. V'chein Yisrael banav and his children, Shabbatchu bo bekel, only trusted in God. V'otzim in agalus, he took them out of galus. V'kefa le'inyan v'milos shonos. And therefore, he repeats this in different words as well. This is actually already found in the Medrash Tanchuma. Look at the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Mikates. Zeh shamar ha'kasav, Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Ezro. Praise was the one who's God, the God of Yaakov is his helper. Lama ne'amar shekel Abram of Kel Yitzhak. Why not the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac? Ela Kel Yaakov, es motzi, shelo nitzav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo Abram lo Yitzhak, ela al Yaakov shamar, v'ne Hashem nitzav alav. Because Hashem had a special promise to Yaakov, he would stand over him because of the bitachon that Yaakov put in him. Now the Ksav Sofer says that Yaakov was different from the other avos. Why was he different? Because he never relied on miracles. He was always concerned. What's the line that Yaakov was always saying to himself, why he can never trust in himself? Shema yigrom hachet. Maybe I have done something that's not worthy of Hashem's mercy. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu took strategic actions with his shtablos. But when he did his shtablos, he always knew it was Hashem who was behind us. The special midah of Yaakov Avinu is that Yaakov divided the camp, and he sent gifts to Esau, and he also davened to Hashem, and he prepared for war. But he did each of those things knowing that Hashem was behind them. And that's the special midah of Yaakov, doing what he needs to do, but understanding that the Nedivim are not the ones behind it. It's really Hashem who's controlling the picture. Let's continue. Ose Shemayim Ve'aretz, Es Hayam V'es Kol Asher Ba. Hashem has made heaven and earth and everything that's in it. Now, these psukim are going to note that one who trusts in Hashem doesn't lack the things that one lacks if they trust in people. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, V'lama Ashrag, why should I praise? L'fi Shehu Ose Shemayim Ve'aretz Es Hayam, because Hashem is the one who makes heaven and earth. V'kevan Shehakol Shel, since everything is Hashem's, Yish b'yado l'shamro b'yam u'v'yavasha. Hashem can protect you anywhere, on sea, on land, in the desert, in the sky. Hashem controlled the whole world. There's no place that is out of Hashem's protection. Aval melech basar v'dam, the king of flesh and blood, im shomro b'yavasha, in a yachol l'shamro b'yam. The king can only extend protections on land. But if you go out to sea, then you can do whatever you want, right? There's pirates, there's maritime law, whatever it may be. There's no, who's controlling you at sea? Wherever you go in the world, though, Hashem is in charge. There's no place that's outside of Hashem's dominion. And therefore, the power of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is that wherever you go, Hashem is going to be taking care of you. And to show the opposite of human beings who are not physically able to care with the plants because they're teitzei rucho, we're weak, and our spirit leaves us. So we say, Hashem emes le'olam, that fulfills and carries through all the promises. Look at the Malbim. The Malbim says, Hashomer emes le'olam, she'emsas haftachaso, the emes, the truth of his promise, kayam leolam, is forever. Ki hu hanitzchi, Hashem is eternal, v'yitachto lo tishtaneh, and his promise does not change, al yedei shum siba, will never go away. And therefore, we only trust in Hashem and nobody else. Come now to the ending psukim. Ose mishpa la'ashukim, nose lechal l'revim, Hashem atir asulim. Now the next psukim continue to call to each of us to trust in Hashem and to not have yeish. Don't give up in difficult times, because it's within the ability of Hashem to save us at any moment. Now, these psukim coming up, what are they very similar to? No? What? Birchas HaShachar, right? Birchas HaShachar, they're similar to Ashrei and Birchas HaShachar, right? Somech Hashem l'chol anoflim, and nosen lechem la'arevim, Hashem atzir asurim, Hashem l'keach ibrim, Hashem zokeh kipupim, Hashem oim sadikim, Hashem shomer sagerim, all these things. Now, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah use all these expressions in Birchas HaShachar. David said it first, they copy and paste it to Birchas HaShachar. However, the expressions are being here used in a different way. What's the difference about how the expressions are being used here and how they're being used in Birchas HaShachar? What's the difference? What are we saying in Birchas HaShachar? When I say in Birchas HaShachar, Hashem is Pekech Ibrim, Matzir, Asurim, Zokeh Kukim, what am I saying? That, right, I'm praising that what? Hashem does this every single day, right? Every single day, Hashem gives kochos to mankind. That's just the way things are in the world. In Tehillim, we're saying that Hashem can take those who lack these physical abilities and he can give them to you. That's the difference. In Birchas HaShachar, we're saying this is the way of the world, that Hashem runs the world in such a way. Here in Tehillim 146, we are saying that Hashem can find those who lack and he can give these abilities in the right situations. Look in Gracious Rabbah. There's a wild medrash that says that Ashes Potiphar threatened to oppress Yosef if he didn't get into her. And they had the following conversation. Listen to this. She swore, Shani Oshkasecha B'Devar Macherim, says Ashes Potiphar to Yosef, I will make your life a living Gehenim if you do not succumb to me. I will ruin your life. So he told her, Osem Mishpat La'ashukim, Hashem is the one who gives justice to the oppressed. So she said, Chotechas ani parnasa shalcha, I will cut off your parnasa. You will have no living. By Omer Lo, and Yosef said to her, No sen lechem l'raivim. Hashem gives bread to those who are hungry. I don't need you to give me parnasa. Koval secha ani, I will wrap you in chains. Ashes Potiphar told David. V'haya Omer Lo, and he told her, Hashem matir asurim. Hashem is the one who frees those who are bound. Kofefes ani eskomasecha, I will tie you down and bind you so you will be bent over the rest of your life. And David said to her, Hashem is okay to go, I don't need you. Hashem is the one who will straighten me up. Misamani Yasenacha, I will blind you. The continent says Ashes Potiphar. By Omer Lan, she told her, Hashem Okeach Ibrim. I'm not afraid of you. Hashem is the one who will give me sight if he wants me to have sight. That's the conversation, says the Medrash, that Yosef had with Ashes Potiphar. How often are we in a situation where we feel threatened? If I don't do this, what will happen to me? If I don't give in, if I succumb, if I sacrifice in my morals, if I shed just a little bit and I give in, who knows what's going to be? The whole world will collapse. And Yosef tells us, Hashem is running the world. And you feel pressure from the outside to sacrifice in what you feel to be your moral principles. You feel pressure. I need to give in for the sake of what the world says or what people are telling me I need to be or I need to do. Keep that conversation of Yosef in your head. And remember that Hashem is the one who gives us strength, even everyone is telling us that there's no strength to be had. The only verse that needs explanation is which part? What's the only thing that doesn't match here? In these sentences? Hashem is Ohev Sadiqim. How does that fit with the rest of the theme? What does it mean Hashem is what does Hashem is Ohev Sadiqim have to do with the rest of the things we just said? So the Bartanu, Ibn Ezra, the Malbim, they explain that this statement actually ties everything together. V'tam Hashem Ohev Sadiqim. What does that do that Hashem loves the Sadiqim? Shu'yishmarein v'lo yu'ashukim. Hashem loves us, and he will not allow us to be oppressed. V'lo l'reivim v'lo asirim v'lo l'vivim v'lo kifufim. Hashem loves the tzaddikim, and he will not allow this to happen to you. If you are boteach b'Hashem, and you trust in Hashem, Hashem will be there right for you. He will not allow these things to happen to you, and he will back you up 100%. Now we come to perhaps the most difficult of the psukim, and that is the last one. Yimloch Hashem le'olam, elokayach siyam mador v'ador, halalukra. What does that have to do with the rest of the mizmor? I just spent, how long have we been talking about this for? I don't know. I spent the last 25 minutes, a half hour, talking about bitachon, and trusting in Hashem, and you shouldn't give up, and human beings can't get it done, and only Hashem can get the job done. I just spent the last time talking about this. And now, David says, Yimloch Hashem le'olam elokayach siyam mador v'ador. What is he talking about? What does that have to do with anything? So the Radak understands that the second half of this entire mizmor is really about the coming of Mashiach and Gullus. It's a song of hope and encouragement for the oppressed Jews in Gullus, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu protects us forever. And that no matter what our situation is in Gullus, Hashem is going to take us out. Right? He's Osim Mishpat Lashukim. He protects us from being afflicted. He's Matir Asum in every single generation. And when will we be saved? That's when all this, the ghoul is going to come. We're not explaining the parak like that, so I'm not going to go through Radak. But Ayin Sham, look at the Radak, that's how he says it. On a pshat level, I think the pshat is as follows. We can say that we explain that all this is about our personal relationship with Hashem and having bitachon. And we all hope for the time when the Shekhinah will be revealed so that it will be clear that we do not have to rely on our reserves of bitachon. It takes a lot out of us to have bitachon. You have to deep inside and dig a deep, deep well to find bitachon when you are sad, when you are alone, when you feel depressed, when you feel that there's no place to turn. We do it. We pull from those reserves of bitachon. We break into that Fort Knox of trust in Hashem, and we get those reserves. But it can be emotionally draining. It can take it out of you to find those reserves of bitachon. It needs a lot of, you know, like inspiring videos online to pull that together. We daven that we hope for a time when Hashem's presence will be so revealed in the world that I won't need to dig those reservoirs anymore. It'll be clear. It'll be so obvious that Hashem is with us, and I won't need to work as hard on that bitachon. It will be clear. It'll be gilui shchina, and the whole world will know that Hashem is running the show and that Hashem's presence in our lives will be radiating and clear like the light of day. Now, I just want to end with a geshmak marmak. Ready for this? This is totally nothing to do with anything, but it's a very geshmak marmak. Ready for this? This pasuk, Yimloch Hashem Olam Kaisel Nodor V'Dor, appears where else? Where do we say this in davening? You just don't think about it this way, but you say it at least once, you say it multiple times a week. Especially if you daven with a minyan, you definitely say it multiple times a week. If you go to Shul and Shabbos, you definitely say it. It's Kedusha. It's the last line of Kedusha. This, what the last pasuk in Tehillim 146, last line of Kedusha. Why? What does that have to do with anything? Why are we pulling from over here? So the Gemara in Megillah says, now I'm not going to talk about why. There's reasons in Kabbalah and things like that. The Gemara in Megillah says on Daf Gimel that when Yonas and Ben Uziel translated the Navi into Aramaic, the entire Eretz Yisrael shook, and a bas kol came out and said, who revealed the Sisrei Torah to my children? Who revealed the secrets of the Torah to my children? That the Targum Yonas ibn Uziel, a Navi, is so deep that it revealed the deepest secrets that we have. And then when Yonas ibn Uziel wanted to translate Ksuvim, the last section of Tanakh, into Aramaic, so he was stopped. Min HaShemayim, they stopped him, because if he revealed what was going on in Ksuvim, then it would reveal when Mashiach was going to come. He was going to reveal the Ketz of Mashiach, and therefore Hashem stopped him from writing his commentary. However, the Avudraham writes as follows. The Avudraham writes in his parish on the Siddur, in the name of the Rush. Now, we don't know where the Rush writes this, but the Avudraham has a Masorah from the Rush who says that Yonas and Ben Uziel wasn't given the permission to translate all of Ksuvim because of this Pasuk. Because the Pasuk of Yimloch Hashem Le'olam, Elokayach Siyam Nador V'Dor Ha'aluka, it reveals the highest secrets of the upper realms of what's going on in Shemayim. And we all want to know what was going on in Shemayim. And therefore Hashem stopped him from translating all of Ksuvim into Aramaic, because if this Pasuk would have been revealed, it would have opened up the heavens in a way that we could not have handled. And that's the power of this line. So what is it doing here in Tehillim Kuf Mem Vav? We can discuss a little bit more another time. But to understand that this line contains so much power, so much energy, that Hashem did not want it translated into Aramaic, because what it was going to do and bring to this world. We all daven for the time when the Malchus Hashem will be perfected in this world, and the God of Sion will reign with door by door. Let's stop for tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah.